Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Monday, April 8th. Millions of North Americans are just hours away from being plunged into darkness for a few minutes for today's total eclipse, when the moon blocks out the sun. 32 million people in the U.S. live along the path of totality, and a whopping 99% of people in the U.S. will be able to catch a glimpse of at least a partial solar eclipse this afternoon. If you're hearing all this and are like, so what? Astrophysicist Dr. Hakeem Olusheyi puts this rare celestial spectacle into perspective.
It's like bringing the space and the cosmos to your lap. This is when you know, hey, I live in a solar system that's in a galaxy. It's surreal.
From Texas to Maine, millions of Americans will be able to look up with their eclipse-safe glasses and see something that won't happen in the U.S. for another 2 decades. But cloudy weather could complicate things in some parts of the country. That's not stopping people nationwide from celebrating in a major way. CNN's Stephanie Elam is in Russellville, Arkansas, where hundreds of couples are getting hitched during the eclipse.
So there is going to be the elopement, and then everyone's going to stop, and we're all going to watch the sky. And then after that, the Liverpool Legends, which you might guess is a Beatles cover band, they are going to play Here Comes the Sun appropriately, and the couples will have their first dance. That's how it's going to go. It's going to be a mass wedding.
Former President Donald Trump has been pressured to clarify his stance on the politically fraught issue of abortion during his campaign. And today he spoke on the issue, saying abortion rights should be up to the states, not the federal government.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
Anti-abortion group Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America says it's deeply disappointed by his remarks. The group set a 15-week national ban as its standard that GOP presidential candidates should follow. And Trump didn't go there in this new video outlining where he stands, despite previously suggesting he could support a 15-week federal ban with some exceptions. He did, however, take credit for the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Researchers have found a potential link between rising cancer rates in younger adults and faster biological aging. Your biological age, by the way, is essentially the body's wear and tear caused by lifestyle, stress, and genetics. Normally, as people get older, their risk of getting cancer increases. But some experts now believe a person's biological age also plays a role in cancer risk, especially getting lung, stomach, intestinal, and uterine cancers. 2 U.S. lawmakers have agreed on a bipartisan deal that could establish digital privacy as a fundamental right for all Americans for the first time. The bill mirrors the EU's landmark privacy law, which governs how companies can collect, share, and handle online data. Privacy advocates argue that the U.S. lacks regulation in this area, leaving personal data vulnerable to being shared and sold to the highest bidder. The proposed American Privacy Rights Act aims to ban many transfers of sensitive personal data to third parties and create a national standard for digital privacy, potentially overriding state laws. However, the bill's journey through Congress is uncertain. If you've been looking for a late-night bite in the U.S., America's apparently closed these days. I'll tell you why next. Late-night dining and shopping options have dwindled for night owls in the U.S. since the pandemic. Data from Yelp shows the number of restaurants offering 24-hour service fell 18% since 2020. Staffing shortages, higher food and labor costs, and consumer habits changing are partly to blame for the dip. Gallup polling says fewer people are staying out on the town late and not drinking as much alcohol, so they don't need to sober up with some late-night grub. And Yelp's reservation data shows more people are eating dinner earlier. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.